The next field in the certificate X509 is the subject. Now, this is the name of the person, organization, computer, or program to which the certificate has been issued. This is the true party. And then the next field is the public key. Remember, we talked about the public key and the two-key system, where you generate a public key and a private key. Now, the public key is public, and this public key is bound in the certificate. So, in this certificate, it has also a public key of the user. And then there is a public key algorithm, the next field. This is the algorithm of the that the subject uses to sign messages with the digital signatures, the subject or the owner of the certificate.